You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity, affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
Rachel invited me to a concert.
What concert?
Christian music.
Oh, God. I mean, that sounds fun.
And I felt bad because it was free, and I thought she wanted me to go, but I'm like, you know I'm allergic to Jesus, right? I can't go. I have plans.
Doesn't she have a man to go with her?
I don't think the man could go, so I think she asked me.
Because he knows that the concert will be gay.
Yeah, and then I looked, shame. I looked online about it because I was like, I've never heard of these artists. I didn't know it was a Christian thing.
Is it like a Puddles of Clay or something?
Not Puddles of Mud.
I don't know.
No, not that. It's some people I'd never heard of. And then I looked online. The concert's free, but they asked for a $15 donation.
That's what they do.
That's what church does.
That's what they do.
Free concert.
Yeah.
You're coming to play.
But it seemed like the donation was like mandated. Like it was like, you will be giving a donation. It wasn't like we'd appreciate it. It was like, you will be giving a donation, but the concert is
free.
Have
you ever been to church, Anna?
Have I been to a church? I went to a cathedral one time, like as a field trip.
It's free admission. All churches. And then they pass that stupid bowl around, and that's where they get you.
It's called an offering.
Whatever it's called. I don't give an F.
Whoa, dude.
Wait, is this the Catholic or Christian or both?
Both. I've been to both. I've been to Methodist. I've been to... They all pass that stupid offering bowl around. And
I'm
people
guessing
look
you don't
you
offer anything.
Well, first of all...
I'm telling you, here's how it works. Mm. And I've been to many churches. Chicken joints. I've been to many churches with friends and stuff, you know, to support. When I was a younger adult, I was still not sure of... You know, where I was going with everything.
Right.
So I was kind of dabbling. So I was going to I went to a Methodist church. I went to Baptist church. I went to a Lutheran or whatever. I was just bouncing around with different friends.
You church slut.
I kind of like. Yeah.
Right?
I just want to see which
pouring Jesus. Yourself out to God.
I want to know which Jesus I like. Right? So I would go. And then the offering plate was it's very universal. Like, it's in all of them. All the Jesus ones, at least. I don't know how they do in the other
Jews
places.
Jews do a similar thing. It's called a Sadaka.
Sadaka's he's a wrestler, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're supposed to give, like, 10%.
That's
like,
what Catholicism is,
like, it's like tipping, but for charity sort of thing.
Yeah, because I did that, too. I wanted to experience mass, like midnight mass before Christmas or whatever.
Ugh.
Just to see it. I heard about it. Oh, it was horrible. Yeah. It was horrible.
It's the worst concert ever.
And Catholic churches are scary.
Dude.
So many brutally beaten up dead Jesuses.
I know. I remember seeing the first one I ever saw was probably when I was like about 10 or so.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is this? Is this the haunted house?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like, Jesus all dead and hanging. He's got nails.
Just thorns in his head.
What the hell?
Blood. And just,
I'd never seen that before. It was frightening.
It's creepy, creepy, like Freddy Krueger Jesus.
Yeah. It's terrible. Like, the Christians do it all right. You just get the cross. But the Catholics go all in with mangled
Jesus. They're
trying
to get that money, dude.
I don't like it at all.
And they're also trying to, they're trying to distract you from the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, where's the altar boy? I don't know. Dead Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Here's what happens, though. If you try to, like, they give you the offering plate.
Yeah.
And
is it just like a jar?
No,
or?
It's a plate.
It's literally a plate.
It's like the
platter?
Worst. Like a platter.
Okay.
But it's the worst platter ever. Like, it's dirty.
Can you put, like, coupons on there?
Oh, if you do that, you're gonna die.
So it has to be like cash money.
Cash money.
Cash money.
There better not be no jangalang going in there.
No change for Jesus.
Hell no.
Put change out of my pocket.
Oh!
Change for Jesus.
Yeah. You better be homeless. You better not be wearing shoes. Wait, Ryan is not wearing shoes. You better not be wearing shoes. You better be homeless as hell. Here's how it works. All right, let's pretend we're passing the plate down, right? We're in the middle of church.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me have it? Hold on, let me get the mood going. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, once again.
The choir is going to sing a song while we pass around the plate now.
Let's say amen. You know, I'm happy.
I'm happy, too.
To be from Mississippi.
We're in Florida, brother. We're in Florida. Guys, pass the plate around.
I got it. Right here.
You got it? Okay, sweet.
A lot of people have said
Jesus Christ.
I just chucked it out.
That
All right. Mississippi was on the bottom.
I'm going to put some money in here. Just sing the damn song. You know what? Amen. Just sing. Thank you. I had to skip forward in the story.
No worries.
All right, here, I put a $20 bill in there.
$20?
Sister,
there you go, sister. No, thank you.
No,
pass.
You can't.
Puff, pass.
No,
thank you.
You gotta put the money.
I don't have no
put
money,
the,
though. I'll take this 20 spot, though. Thanks.
Put the money.
That's mine now.
Guys, no singing until this bitch puts money in the plate.
You guys take, like, I got Chuck E. Cheese coins.
No!
I got a button.
No singing until the bitch. Sir, can you put some money in the plate for this lady?
Who's the last person to take the plate? Who is that person?
Somebody with the church.
They use it for their lawsuits after they touch kids.
Oh my God, no.
Gotta hire a lawyer.
You know how many stupid Christians are listening to us right now, very upset? You know the thing about
that, just wave your hand. Don't touch kids.
They don't all touch kids.
I'm just saying, if you're upset about it, it's not.
There are good preachers out there.
It's not even like a stereotype. It's just facts now. Like, all of Pennsylvania.
Numbers.
Like,
there are numbers to back things up. I get it. Boston was pretty bad, too. Hey, Troy, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Good, buddy. How are you?
So it's called a tit.
A what? What'd you call me?
A what?
Well, I'm calling you.
Yeah.
Something unspeakable, but a tit.
What?
Is what the tithing.
What is he saying?
For the church.
A tent?
Tith.
Tith.
T-I-T-H.
T-I-C-H?
Titch?
Tish.
Yeah. That is the offering to the church.
Well, son of a titch. I didn't know that.
Huh. So, yeah. All right, that's cool. So you rub the money on that tish?
Yeah, you rub the money on the tish.
All over those tishes.
You tell her it's a good girl.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but do you put a lot of money on them tishes yourself?
Are they real or fake tishes?
I'm dumb.
Too close. Yeah.
No.
I want you to sweat that one. Ryan's like, dump. I wish you could hear it, but I dumped it.
That's wonderful.
Oh, that guy was dumb.
Playing Russian roulette with our jobs, dude.
I love it, man. I love it. Look, here's the thing. I love radio. I would love for this to be my future. I'm working hard at it. We all are. But worst case scenario, we get fired.
What?
Worst case scenario, I get to sleep again. I get to pick up hobbies again. I get to, I don't know.
Be careful what you wish for. That's all I have to say.
I'm not wishing for it.
I know, I'm just saying.
My point is, it's not the end of the world. It would not be the end of the world.
Be the end of my world.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah,
Maybe you should have a backup plan,
yes,
Anna.
It would.
Maybe you should have a backup plan just in case.
No, I burned all the ships.
No, you
They're
did
gone.
Not.
They're gone.
What?
The ships are dead. They're sunk. They're burned.
All the bridges also?
Yep. Huh. I don't have a plan B, dude. Just plan A.
That's how I am with poker rooms. I think I've burned every poker room bridge there is. So
Is that a card joke? Or?
No.
Okay. I was like, that's bad.
No, I mean, I burned bridges to the ground back in the day when I didn't need a job as much as I've needed the last 10 years. So I've been at the current poker room for 10 years. And once, my term there is done, I think I'm done with poker. I don't think I can. I would have to like go to like Jacksonville or something. So, yeah.
Is Jacksonville like a cool place? I know nothing about the city at all.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Hey, Jim, what up?
What up? That guy, I mean, he knows it's a tithe, right? It's not tith, it's a tithe.
I know, but Jim, you could tell by his voice he was a dumbass, right?
I think he was more than dumbass, drunk.
Yeah, he sounded drunk.
Maybe
high.
Some other stuff.
Probably a child that was born from incest or something like that.
Got touched by a lot of priests.
He got tished by a lot of priests, probably, yes.
If you're giving up poker, then you probably suck trying to be. Love you, bud. Bye.
What? He said, if I'm giving up poker. I didn't say I was giving up poker.
No. If you're going to insult somebody, don't, okay, bye. Just.
Oh, he was trying to be funny. That guy loves us. He loves the show. He loves us. He loves my penis. He loves everything.